USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pennsylvania Republican Party is holding a hearing in Gettysburg to look into irregularities in Philadelphia and other election day shenanigans. Multiple witnesses testifying that they were obstructed from observing the counting of ballots and other irregularities in Philadelphia. There was a chance President Trump would be at the hearing. Instead, he just testified via phone.
They have to turn over the results. It would be easy for me to say, oh, let's worry about 4 years from now. No. This election was lost by the Democrats. They cheated. It was a fraudulent election.
President Trump announced on Twitter that he's pardoning his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. The president saying on Twitter, "It is my great honor to announce that General Michael T. Flynn has been granted a full pardon." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President-elect Joe Biden is suggesting Americans forgo holding large gatherings and traveling to see loved ones over Thanksgiving due to the coronavirus pandemic.
This year we're asking Americans to forgo so many of the traditions that we've long made this holiday, which made it so special.
Speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, Biden delivering a dark message but reminding everyone.
I know the country has grown weary of the fight. We need to remember we're at war with a virus, not with one another, not with each other.
A day after the Dow and S&P set record highs, the NASDAQ is doing the same. There was some big movement by some tech stocks, such as Slack, which was up as much as 32%. There are reports Salesforce is in talks to buy the popular office messaging service. The NASDAQ gaining 57 points to close at 1294. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
During an appearance on the radio show The Breakfast Club on Wednesday, former President Barack Obama argues that Hispanic voters who supported President Trump ignored his racism and placing of illegal immigrants in cages because they agreed with the president's view on social issues.
People were surprised about a lot of Hispanic folks who voted for Trump. But there's a lot of evangelical Hispanics who, you know, the fact that Trump says racist things about Mexicans or puts detainees, undocumented workers in cages, they think that's less important than the fact that, you know, he supports their views on, you know, gay marriage or abortion.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says it's okay to ask for help getting food. He says the state has provided $18 million to organizations providing meals to those who come in need amid the coronavirus pandemic, including Second Harvest Heartland in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota.
As we go into Thanksgiving, a time that's usually celebrated with families around a table and the bounty that our agriculture producers produce, this year I think it's time to pause and be thankful for those things, but to think about those who are struggling. 1 in 8 Minnesotans are food insecure and 1 in 5 children.
The Democrat governor speaking there at Second Harvest Heartland. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.